Away from cameras, President Obama did not just thank the Navy SEALs, Green Berets, and Night Stalker helicopter pilots who killed bin Laden. Those fighting men offered the president a detailed briefing on what went on, using a laser pointer, photographs, maps, and even a small-scale model of the compound. President Obama told the 2,000 troops of the 101st Airborne about his private meeting with their brothers in arms.
It was a chance for me to say on behalf of all Americans and people around the world, job well done.
Presenting the Special Forces with the highest honor, a presidential unit citation, he told them they're the finest small fighting force in the history of the world, and that one reason he ordered the operation was because, despite risks and uncertainty, I had 100% confidence in you.
They practiced tirelessly for this mission, and when I gave the order, they were ready.
Fort Campbell is home to 36,000 active duty troops, 949 of whom returned from Afghanistan in the last week. The president praised all of them for their sacrifice and reminded them of why the U.S. is in Afghanistan, relaying the letter he received earlier this week from Peyton Wall, who was four on 9/11 when her father, a Cantor Fitzgerald executive, called from the World Trade Center to say goodbye.
Peyton remembers watching her mom sobbing as she spoke to her husband, and then passed the phone to Peyton. And in words that were hard to hear, but which she's never forgotten, she said, he said to her, "I love you, Peyton, and I will always be watching over you."
The White House also released this behind-the-scenes video that shows the moments when the president and his team learned the mission was a success.
Good job. It's him. This was him.
The vice president taking to the phones to inform congressional leaders.
The reason I'm calling is to tell you we killed.
The president thanking his cabinet and advisors for a job well done.
Good job, National Security Team. Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm proud of it. Your guys did a great job.
They did.
And George, one of the special forces in that closed-door meeting reminded the president that a dog was part of the assault team, a dog that is here on base, and suggested to the president, jokingly, that if he wanted to meet the dog, I recommend you bring treats.